Nehemiah speaks out. This is our lesson for Tuesday. Nehemiah watches the king's face day by day. Is he in a good temper? Is the day fine for asking him, "Oh, I would like to go to Jerusalem, building up the walls"? And he looks at the face and he sees all the sorrow of the king. And he knows, it's not a good day, next day, next day, next day. Weeks pass. 4 months go by. And there is no day in these 4 months that is good enough that Nehemiah could start with his request. But then one day, we read the following. Chapter 2. Suddenly the king looks into Nehemiah's face and says, "Why is your countenance sad, seeing you are not sick, are you?" It is something that is called sorrow of heart. What is it? Tell me. The king has seen in the face of Nehemiah, he is sad. And the king has learned to look at faces. Is there anyone who wants to do anything bad to me and doing me any harm? And normally Nehemiah is a person full of fire and energy, but the king looks into his eyes and sees there's a problem, sorrow. What is it? Tell me. Now Nehemiah is shocked, because normally, as a servant of the king, you have to be friendly and politely and so on. And now he's sad. The king doesn't like it that people with a sad face run around in front of him. So he's afraid. "Ah, the king! The king has read in my face that I'm sad. Ah, what to do?" And then he answers, "Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's graves, lies waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire?" And the king asks, "For what do you make request? What do you want me to do? Do you have any wish?" Imagine, a king asks a servant, "What do you want?" Oh, that's something, isn't it? "And so I prayed to the God of heaven." And then he continues, "If it please the king, and if your servant has found favor in your sight, would you send me into Judah and to the city of my father's graves, that I may build the walls?" Now it's out. Nehemiah speaks it out. What will happen now? Normally a king will say, "Oh no, I need you here. Forget about it. I don't want to hear anything about it any longer." But the king says, For how long shall your journey be? Huh? That sounds interesting. And Nehemiah has already made his plan, so he can answer that. "And then I said, if it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river Euphrates, man, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah. And a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber, so to make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertained to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I should enter into. And the king granted me, according to the good hand of my God upon me. The king gave him everything, all the material, even soldiers that would go with him, that he is protected on the long journey. Unbelievable, isn't it? But it happened.